The following shailos addressed by Rav Osher Weiss in Shailos and Shuvot Minchat Asher, Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Yud. So somebody bought a laptop and sold it on to a friend, unused, telling him that it had a guarantee for a period of a year. And after 10 months, the laptop broke down and the purchaser tried to have it repaired under guarantee and found out that the guarantee had actually expired a long time previously. So the purchaser wanted to get his money back. He wanted to claim that this whole thing was a bit of mekach because he bought a laptop, or he thought he bought a laptop with a guarantee for a year, and that wasn't what he ended up with. And if he'd known it didn't have a guarantee for a year, then he would never have bought it. But the vendor claimed that he shouldn't have to pay anything on the basis of comments of the Magid Mishnah in Hilchot Mechira and the Sma in Choshen Mishpat Simon Reish Lamet, that in a case where the purchaser can clarify a certain issue and he doesn't do so, then it shows that he's not really bothered. And here he claims that the purchaser could have checked up when he bought it, phoned the manufacturer and asked, is the guarantee still good? And he could have found that out. And the fact that he didn't bother finding it out means that he's not very interested. So who is in the right in this case? So Rav Osher Weiss paskens that the purchaser is in the right and that the he's entitled to have his money back, and the transaction is cancelled. Why is that? Because it's definitely true that what he thought he was buying is not what he actually bought. He thought he was buying a computer with a guarantee for a year, and that's not what he got. And even though he might have reasonably expected that perhaps the guarantee would be a little bit less than a year, because he knows that the person who sold it to him bought it from another source, so it's been actually more than a year since it was first purchased. Nevertheless, he's got the reason to expect that it's only been going to be a couple of days at the end of the year that the guarantee isn't valid. And in this case, 2 months before the end of the year, the guarantee wasn't valid. In actual fact, the case at hand, the guarantee wasn't valid a long time before that. What about the claims of the vendor that, according to the Magid Mishnah and the Sma, it should be a valid sale? So Rav Osher Weiss dismisses that on three grounds. Number one, he says that in this case, the vendor explicitly said that there's a guarantee for a year. And in that case, he claims that even the Magid Mishnah wouldn't say what he said. In terms of the Magid Mishnah's point is only where it's implied or there's an assumption. But where you're told something explicitly, then there's no reason for the purchaser to feel that he needs to verify it independently. Second consideration, he says, is that this isn't actually something that the purchaser could have easily found out. It's not just like you look something up on a website or send a text, but in actual fact, you need to use the serial code, and you need to then contact a manufacturer and this and that and read the serial code. And it's not something which can easily be found out. And number three, he says that in any event, not all Achronim Paskin, like the Magid Mishnah and the Sma, the Aruch HaShulchan and others disagree. And therefore, there's no need to accept the ruling of the Sma in this case. And it's Bittul Mekach, the purchaser is entitled to his money back. However, he's not entitled to all of his money back because he's actually had the benefit of using the computer for 10 months. Therefore, he has to pay Dmei Hishtamshut. He has to pay for using the computer for 10 months. How do you evaluate that? So he says you don't go and find out what does it cost to rent a computer for a month, a laptop for a month, and then multiply it by 10, because that's going to be a ridiculous cost. Computers are rented out only for very short periods of time. Anybody who's going to rent a computer for a long period of time is going to actually pay the buy one, because that works out cheaper. So he says you have to work out what would be an appropriate amount, probably about a third of the value of the laptop, because even though this was only 10 months, a laptop, he thinks usual, this type of laptop usually lasts for about 3 years. And even though this was less than a third of the time that it's used, in actual fact, when the laptop is new, it's in better working order than when it's old. And therefore, the value of 10 months at the beginning is more than the value of 10 months at the end. So that's the sort of ballpark figure they should be aiming for. Adkan.